This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Fukushima. It's back in the news because the Japanese government is planning to release more than 1 million metric tons of radioactive water from the destroyed Fukushima nuclear reactor into the ocean. This is beginning in about 2 years from now. This is according to a government press release on Tuesday. This plan is facing opposition both at home and from Japan's neighboring countries. This decision comes more than a decade after the plant was nearly destroyed by the massive earthquake that took place back in 2011. The release of water has been repeatedly delayed because of safety concerns and strong opposition from local fishermen who are still dealing with the fallout of the radioactive releases from Fukushima. Work to release will begin in about 2 years. The project will take decades to complete, according to the Japanese government. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said that dealing with the treated water is an unavoidable issue, but statements assuring the safety to the public has not convinced Japan's neighbors, South Korea and China. Topic number 4, Sharon Gilbert is a seer. I know she would never claim the title of prophet for herself, but she certainly saw this coming more than 15 years ago. The Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is the secret agency that develops cutting-edge and beyond cutting-edge technology for the military, is working on a COVID vaccine that they claim will work on all variants of the virus and has developed an implantable microchip that it says will continuously monitor the human body for the virus, the presence of the virus. On 60 Minutes Sunday night, retired Colonel Matt Hepburn, who's an Army infectious disease physician leading DARPA's response to the pandemic, showed a tissue-like gel, a green tissue-like gel that he said it contained the microchip, which he said would be injected under the skin. He said, quote, you put it underneath your skin, and what it tells you is that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, and the signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow. He described it as being like a check engine light. 60 Minutes report also highlights how the Pentagon has hundreds of tissue samples from soldiers and sailors from around the world infected with a variety of virulent diseases, including the great influenza of 1918, better known as the Spanish flu. They actually had to resurrect some of the samples of that from permafrost in places like Norway. What can possibly go wrong? Well, this microchip is sure to spark concern, not just from privacy advocates, but for those of us who ask, what else might this chip do? Sharon developed something like this out of her own imagination more than 15 years ago as a central plot device for her novel, The Armageddon Strain, which she then very graciously allowed me to use for my new novel, The God Conspiracy. If we can think it up, somebody has already thought it up and is working on it in a government lab somewhere. You hate to be right sometimes. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports and the FDA has confirmed that the United States is calling for a pause in the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot vaccine. 6 American recipients have developed dangerous blood clots, similar to the clots reported by recipients of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Well, all 6 recipients, women between the ages of 18 and 48. One has died. A second woman in Nebraska is hospitalized in critical condition. In the UK, the MHRA, which is Britain's drug regulator, is supposed to rule later this week as to whether the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be approved. Topic number 3, the golden ticket. She has cashed it, she being the co-founder of Black Lives Matter and the executive director of BLM, Patrice Cullors. She's coming under fire for her most recent real estate purchase. That's a $1.4 million home in a very nice neighborhood in the Los Angeles area, in a neighborhood that's 88% white. Now, for someone who is a self-proclaimed Marxist and, quite frankly, a race-baiting activist, this seems like an odd decision. It doesn't stop there. As a New York Post headline behind me shows, she's now the owner of 4 homes with a combined value of $3.2 million. Now, I'm aware that in places like New York and Los Angeles, a very modest home can cost you $500,000 easy. I get that. But owning 4 of them, including the most recent, which is very nice, even for $1.4 million, again, for a self-proclaimed activist, it just doesn't seem consistent with what she proclaims as her core values. This new home reportedly features bamboo flooring, vaulted ceilings, numerous skylights, and a spacious open floor plan. And again, 88% of her neighbors are white. The reports also indicate Colors was considering buying property at a very exclusive resort in the Bahamas. Kind of an odd place to find a Marxist, wouldn't you think? Many are now labeling Colors a fraud, and by extension, the entire Black Lives Matter movement, including some of the local BLM chapters who are not happy with the way Colors has been running the organization. Back in December, we kind of missed this, but a number of BLM chapters signed on to an open letter to the world, basically declaring that Colors is running the organization without the consent or oversight of the members that she claims to represent. A number of points, and I will quote from their statements, so I'm not accused of twisting things to fit my own preconceived notions. Point one, Patrice Colors is the sole board member of BLMGN, that's Black Lives Matter Global Network, became executive director against the will of most chapters and without their knowledge. Point two, the newly announced formation, BLM Grassroots, does not have the support of and was created without consultation with the vast majority of chapters. Point three, the formation of BLM Grassroots effectively separated the majority of chapters from BLMGN, the global network, without their consent and interrupted the active process of accountability that was being established by those chapters. Point four, in our experience, chapter organizations have been consistently prevented from establishing financial transparency, collective decision-making, or collaboration on political analysis and vision within BLMGN, Black Lives Matter Global Network. Five, for years, there has been inquiry regarding the financial contributions or financial operations, rather, of BLMGN, and no acceptable process of either public or internal transparency about the unknown millions of dollars donated to BLMGN, which has certainly increased during this time of pandemic and rebellion. End quote. You can find this online. This is openly available information, open source intel. We note that the family of Michael Brown, whose death in Ferguson, Missouri, 5 years back, was one of the driving factors in the creation of Black Lives Matter. The family of Michael Brown now demanding $20 million from Black Lives Matter, which has raised a lot of money on Michael Brown's name, but the Brown family hasn't seen any of it. Interestingly, Jason Whitlock, a journalist, was kicked off of Twitter for pointing out this apparent hypocrisy in Patrice Colors. Whitlock himself, I should point out, is a Black American. Topic number two, Supreme Smackdown. In a late-night order on Friday, the Supreme Court of the United States struck down California's restrictions against in-home religious gatherings. This includes Bible studies and worship activities that involve people from more than three households. This was a 5-4 decision made largely on conservative liberal grounds, but Chief Justice John Roberts joining the liberal wing of the court. Remind me again why John Roberts is considered a conservative. This opinion overrules the Ninth Circuit Court's ruling, which had originally upheld California's restrictions on in-home worship gatherings. The majority opinion per curiam, which means it was attributed to the court and not just to a single justice, the majority opinion held that California treats some comparable secular activities more favorably than at-home religious exercise, permitting hair salons, personal care services, movie theaters, private suites at sporting events and concerts, and indoor restaurants to bring together more than three families at a time, end quote. Then saying that on that basis, the Ninth Circuit had no grounds for denying in-home religious services. Coming up, oh, by the way, this is the fifth time the Supreme Court has overruled the Ninth Circuit on matters like this. Straight ahead, if your religion requires you to dance with a human skull, you might be worshiping the wrong god. That's next on 5 and 10.
Call now and get Carl Gallup's brand new eye-opening book, The Summoning, along with a never-before-released two-part Summoning Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. In Carl Gallup's book, The Summoning, you will be thrust headlong into the original days of Noah and experience the moment the antediluvian world was ripped apart at the seams. Walk the Jordan River Valley with Jesus and his disciples as they made their way up to Jerusalem one last time. be made privy to the true meanings behind the otherwise hard sayings that Jesus proclaimed all along his way to Calvary. How to navigate sensitive topics like self-defense, survival, and prepping while readying your home and family for the days ahead. Learn the shocking truth of what Jesus really meant when he warned that the very last days would be just like the days of Noah. You'll also receive the Summoning Companion DVD. Join Pastor Carl Gallups for this incredible exclusive two-part sermon. From living without fear in the midst of a global pandemic to the question surrounding what Jesus is telling people through the prophecy of the fig tree and the return of Israel, this companion DVD is a must-have.
It is the defining factor of the age we're now living in. The most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Christ.
But that's not all. We are also including the timeless Skywatch TV Classics, Volume 1 and 2. This two-disc collection is valued at $150 all by itself and includes the best of the most popular audio series in the history of our ministry. Now you can re-experience entire audio series like Something Transhuman This Way Comes, The Coming Replacement Humans, As It Was in the Days of Noah, Conspiracy Theory, Special Edition, The Coming Zombie Apocalypse, and Psychotronic Warfare, all on two digitally remastered volumes. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $195. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for the coming days of Noah and realize the chronology of the future as it's finally unveiled in The Summoning Special Offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, alas, poor Yorick, who is not appearing in this film. It's that time of year again for Hindus in West Bengal state in India to celebrate the Gajan festival. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. This festival features select men from the community who dance up in brightly colored garb and then dance with human skulls, which have been decorated to look more lifelike. This week-long festival, mostly celebrated in West Bengal, is associated with the Hindu deities Shiva, Neil, and Dharmaraj. This is on the last day of the Bengal calendar, or the Bengali calendar, the middle of April. Devotees worship dead bodies to satisfy Lord Shiva so that he will bring rain and a better harvest. Now, let's see. Lord Shiva, literally, his name means the auspicious one, also known as Mahadeva or the great god. He's also called the destroyer, a member of the Hindu trinity with Brahma and Vishnu. The attributes of Shiva, as he's depicted, a serpent around his neck, a crescent moon adorning his head, the holy river Ganges flowing from his matted hair, third eye in his forehead, the trident as his weapon, and a drum, usually worshipped in the aniconic form, that means no human features, the aniconic form of lingam. You'll have to look that one up. I'm not going to describe this if there might be children watching. Bottom line is, if you're dancing with a human skull, you might reconsider who you are pledging your allegiance to. It's the wrong god. Well, the Bible can come alive and help you better understand why we as Christians believe as we do. When you go to Israel and actually see the places where the events described in the Bible happened, we'll be there October 3rd through 18th, God willing. We're praying for clarity on the travel situation, and we will keep you apprised of changes. We understand that Israel has just announced they're going to begin allowing tour groups in again in the month of May, but still no specifics available as of yet. We'll, again, pass those along as we get them. October 3rd through 18th with our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Ali Henson, Donna Howell, and our special guest, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, joining us from Tel Aviv as we take you to Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the River Jordan, and archaeological sites other tours don't visit. Important sites like Shiloh, where the tabernacle stood for 369 years. Bethel, where Jacob saw a ladder and angels ascending and descending between earth and heaven. And the altar of Joshua, of course, and the mysterious Gilgal Rephaim on the Golan Heights, and the newly recognized serpent mound of Bashan. All of those on the tour. You can find out more Sample itinerary, breakdown of costs, and more at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Regardless of what you believe about end time prophecy, it's safe to say that we're a lot closer to the end than to the beginning of history. Pastor Carl Gallup says we're in the most prophetically significant time since the first century. That's the thrust of his new book, The Summoning. Are we re-entering the day? Are we entering now the days of Noah that Jesus discussed in Matthew 24? He'll explain why to Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Our broadcast program every week is goes out over the airwaves all across the world now, thanks to our new partners at Daystar Television. You'll find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels. But of course, we'll broadcast on your schedule if you add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. If you have an Amazon Fire Stick, the workaround is this: subscribe to our YouTube channel. That way you'll also get notices when we post new videos. And then all of our programming is right there on the YouTube app for your Amazon Fire Stick. Or just download all of our programs right to your smartphone or tablet. Not only do you get our video content, you get important news and a schedule of our upcoming events. All of that right to your iOS or Android device, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well. And we have apps to the app stores, or links to the app stores rather, at skywatchtv.com. My stuff is online, linked from gilberthouse.org, which is where you'll find Sharon and my weekly Bible study, the Gilbert House Fellowship, as we go through the Bible verse by verse in chronological order. Again, all of that linked at gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.